Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is Elise. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Good. We have sort of talked about this subject on the air before. In fact, it came up, I think, the other day with Jen when you were talking about how you would handle a situation if your current boyfriend and your dog, Carolina, didn't get along real well.
Because I wasn't really sure, because she was just kind of like this injured little blob for a while, and they weren't bonding, because she hasn't been, and you know, until the last couple of weeks, she hasn't really been like a dog to interact with. So I was like, I don't know if he really likes her or likes the fact that I have a responsibility like that now.
But it's different, though, because she was talking about her boyfriend's attitude toward the dog. Mm-hmm. In this case, we're talking about the dog's attitude toward the boyfriend.
I've been with this guy for almost 8 weeks, so I'm kind of at the point now where, I mean, obviously we've been together for a little bit, but it's not like we're at a huge commitment phase yet. And I just, it's really weird because my dog has been spot on as far as figuring out people's characters. Like, even if it's not really obvious to people, the dog knows. It's just, I mean, it's really, it's crazy.
Give us a history of some of the exes that your dog was right about and wrong about.
Okay. Well, the first guy, when I first got my dog, she was a puppy. And obviously, I got her when she was young. And the first guy that I had a really serious relationship with was a really amazing, good, great guy. And she loved him. I mean, they bonded really quickly. She'd always, like, get excited when he would come in the door. And, I mean, just absolutely loved him. And we were really serious, but he ended up taking a job in Europe. So we broke up, and that's how that relationship ended. But she was just, I mean, completely in love with him. I mean, she just adored him. And then after my boyfriend left, I had to get a roommate a few months later. And this girl, the second that she came in the house, my dog did not like her. She wouldn't have anything to do with her. She would just kind of, you know, walk away when she'd come in. She would hang her head and kind of stare at her. And the girl ended up being kind of psycho. She stole stuff from me. She was late on her bills. I had to get, like, a lawyer involved to get rent money from her. Mm. I mean, just a total weird girl. And my dog picked up on her energy right away. And then on the flip side, the other girl that I got in to replace her was really nice. And my dog loved her and was totally right about her. And here's the weird thing. The girl that I got in that was a good roommate was dating a guy who ended up being a jerk, and my dog picked up on it. And when the guy would come over to pick up, you know, my friends, my roommate, this guy was just, I mean, he seemed, you know, just kind of quiet or whatever, but my dog would actually growl at him. And it turned out he was being, like, verbally abusive. And I think it would have gone into physical abuse because he was doing a lot of stuff with her, like, that I wouldn't see, and she finally ended up telling me about it because she needed help.
So you're convinced that your dog has some kind of instinct that can really pick up. And Melissa's nodding her head.
Because I think that animals, I mean, you're the pack leader, especially with dogs. I mean, cats, you know, you're their pet. But with a dog, you're the pack leader. So their whole job is to protect you and their environment. And I think if somebody comes in and they sense, because I do think dogs sense, you know, I don't know, the energy that's coming out of somebody or something. And I do think that a dog can tell. And if they are, I think it's worth reading your dog's signals if this person is not, they don't feel safe with them.
Hey, Elise, before we get into the current situation with your current boyfriend and your dog, I want to talk to Deborah here real quick. Hey, Deborah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to share that my dog steered me away from a crazy, crazy man who was mean and just had his own problems. And when my dog met my husband after the fact, he never left. He had run away with the crazy man two or three times each week. But with this man, he just absolutely adores him. And my dog was right.
Really?
He absolutely knew. Yeah.
Wow.
And in fact, the crazy guy was joking around trying to run over my dog one night.
Wait, what? Joking around in who?
We were coming home from a restaurant, and he was pretending like he was going to run over my dog, and he was, you know, just kidding around. he accidentally ran over his own dog.
Oh, God.
Aww.
Yeah, and so that was kind of the red flag for me, and I knew that...
Was the red flag...
Got to that point?
Yeah, was the red flag when he actually hit his own dog, or when he thought it a funny joke would be to pretend to run over a dog?
When he thought it was funny.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but when he met my husband, everything else flew out the window. He's now his dog.
I totally
100% believe that your animal can help you see the good and the bad in people.
I wanted to ask our caller who has had this pattern of, you know, watching the dog. Did you realize this at some point, or is it just now a revelation that the dog was able to predict this on all your past roommates and relationships? Or, like, when did you recognize that your dog had this sense?
I figured it out, like, after, I mean, I figured I just had a really, you know, nice, happy dog whenever she loved my first boyfriend. But then, you know, when the weird girl, you know, started coming into the picture and she was acting weird and the girl would bring her friends over, the dog was just not having it. And that's when I kind of picked up that she had this really good sense about people. And then it kind of got confirmed whenever my next roommate, who's now my best friend, came in and her boyfriend was abusive. And I didn't pick up on it, and the dog knew right away.
What about other boyfriends? Have you dated anyone else since Europe took off?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few boyfriends here and there, and, like, there was one guy, I didn't bring it up because it's just, it's something, you know, I'd really, I don't know, it just wasn't a good thing, but I ended up dating a guy, and he didn't tell me that he was married, and my dog didn't like him. I mean, he wasn't mean, but he's kind of like he was leading a double life. And I just wasn't really aware of it, and my dog didn't like him either. So that was another big revelation.
So now you've
that
got,
I had for my dog.
And you've got this new boyfriend now, and you're digging on this guy.
Yeah. And it's weird because I'm not picking up anything obvious with him that my dog is. Like, she, whenever he'll come over, the first couple times she was just really quiet. She didn't wag her tail when he came in, so I was kind of concerned. And now when he comes over, she just sits in a corner, and a couple times she's had kind of a low rumbling growl in her throat.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's not an out loud growl, but it's a low growl. So kind of like she's warning him, and he's not doing anything. So I can't figure out. It's just, it's not obvious. And so I don't know if I should go with my dog's instincts because she's been right every time.
Is there,
I know that sounds crazy, but I mean, she really is good at this, and I can't figure it out. It's not obvious.
Is there, has your dog prompted any questioning of your current boyfriend that normally wouldn't have come up? Like, the first time that happens, given your past experience, were you like, are you sure you're not married, or you have a girlfriend, you know, that type of thing?
Yeah, it's not like you can actually say to your boyfriend, look,
my dog
is telling me that we're not a good match.
Something's wrong with you. Crazy.
Yeah.
You look crazy.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, since we've been together for 8 weeks, it's not a long time, but it's not like, you know, just like we've only been dating for a couple of days. So I'm kind of at the point now where, I mean, I've actually said things like that. I'm like, you know, I really don't like to be in relationships with people that I can't trust. Like, it's important to me to have trust. I kept, like, stressing that since my dog's been acting like that.
Because if he has been in your home for, if he spent time in your home, you say 8 weeks, and your dog is still growling at him. I mean, that's something serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but
is he scared of her?
He says that he doesn't really like dogs. He's like, oh, I'm not really an animal person. And I told him, I was like, well, you know, my dog is like family to me, you know. And that was kind of.
But that wouldn't cause the dog to growl.
Like, no, but I could learn. He's like, my mom has dogs, and you know, I learned to live with them. He's like, I'm just not necessarily a dog person. Like, he has fish and. Stuff like that. Huh. So
what makes this totally tough is that he's been pretty flawless outside of your dog not liking him. Mm-hmm. All the other signs are that this is a good match for you.
Yeah. I mean, we get along great. Our chemistry is amazing. And, you know, it's really easy to talk to him. And so sometimes too, like even when my dog picked up like on the guy that was married, I kind of knew in my gut that there was something off. And I don't sense that yet with this guy. I don't know
yet.
If it's just not...
She knows her dog's right. She's like, I don't sense it yet.
She's going to start creating all sorts of things in her head to make sure that dog's right. Here's Michelle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I have a funny story. Actually, I have a cat that does this, and I dated a guy for 4 years, and the cat never liked the guy. He wanted nothing to do with the guy. So then I started dating another guy for about 3 or 4 weeks, and he had come in town to stay, and the cat would corner him.
Corn.
Not funny.
Really? That is scarier than you think it is, by the way. I've had that happen. Mm-hmm.
Crazy cats are very scary.
They really are. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be cornered by a dog than a cat, I swear.
Yeah, I house sat for someone, I mean, random tangent, but I house sat for someone who had rescued a cat that had been severely abused.
Aww.
So it would randomly attack just, you know, and it and I literally hid in a room away from the cat mm-hmm. until that person got home.
I told you guys, I told you the story years ago that I crashed over another friend, Jeff's house, and he had this really mean cat.
Not me.
Not this
Jeff. My cat's very nice.
And I crashed over his house, and the cat was like looking at me while I was sleeping. As soon as my eyes opened, it went... It was like waiting. It was waiting for me to wake up so it could give me crap. Oh,
I love cats, though.
Cats are awesome.
I love cats.
That same cat, I was same guy, same house.
Evil
and,
cat.
And it was his wife's cat. Funny. In both of these situations, his wife was out of town. And so I was over there like 11 o'clock one night just having a drink, watching TV, hanging out, talking to the guy. And all of a sudden, the cat came in, looked at me, jumped on the couch, and bit my arm.
For no reason.
And the husband... The Jeff that Burchard says, well, I guess time to go. Like that, like the cat ruled the house. Right. Like, cat wants to go to bed and you're bleeding, so.
Let's call it a night.
So wrap it up. Why don't you just pour some of your vodka into the cut there and get out.
Hey, Vicky, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you about my dog that years ago who was right about my ex, because the day she met him, she tried to bite him. She lunged at him, snapped at him, and she would have bit him, but the chain caught her just barely. Mm. So when we got together, he would feed her ice cream when I was at work. He won her over. I eventually married him and then divorced him 8 years later. So she was right.
So you wish you would have listened to the dog's advice.
Oh, yeah,
from
totally.
The start.
Look, at least most of 75% of these calls are from people saying, you got to listen to your dog.
I'm afraid I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Well, she can't just break up with this
dude. No, I'd say take it slow, though. Like, I don't know if I would get, I don't know.
Don't get serious with him till the dog likes
him.
There
is something, there's something to be said for that dog being in the corner and growling at him, and you've been together for 8 weeks.
But what if he's afraid of dogs? Like, what if the dog is sensing the dog negative energy?
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I just have never seen a dog growl because of that.
His mom has dogs, so he's been around dogs. He said he just doesn't like to take care of them because it's too much responsibility.
Yeah, most are calling saying that you need to get rid of this guy already.
Are you guys exclusively dating?
You know what? We, up until like a few weeks ago, we were, you know, dating other people. And we were kind of sort of having that discussion about like not seeing other people. So that's why I'm kind of nervous because we're getting into that area now. And I wonder
if you could, you know, if you could continue dating other people and bring them to the house and see the dog's
reaction,
comparative reaction. Then maybe it'll help you make up your mind.
You got to at least play this out. You can't break up a dude based on your dog liking him.
Until he does something
to deserve that, you can't let him go.
I say warning sign.
Will you stay in touch via email and just let us know? You don't have to, if everything keeps going, fine. Mm-hmm. But if either your dog's attitude changes or you end up dumping the guy, will you just shoot us an email back?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right.
She actually is saying she trusts her dog's instinct more than she trusts her own.
Yeah.
Is really what she's saying.
The dog's been right. And the dog's not in love.
Yeah, the dog's job is to protect her.
Come on.
Seriously.
But what is this?
Yes.
How are you going to justify this to the guy? I'm sorry, I can't see you anymore.
You don't tell him, but...
The dog just doesn't...
You
got to
tell
him
something. What do you tell him?
Look, if you have an animal, I mean, because it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better.
You're seriously endorsing breaking up with this guy, even though he's done nothing wrong.
Taking it slow. I'm telling her to take it slow.
It's not me. It's not you.
Take it slow.
It's the dog.
The Bird Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.